So we say this. We say, God, I need a timeline of when I'm going to get from this season to this season. We just want to plan things out, don't we? Especially you women. You want to plan everything out. Sorry. But everything, you just want to have everything planned out. You want to plan your entire week. You want to plan a month, and you just can't do it. We say, God, do you know when I'm going to get there? Do you know when I'm going to get to the other side? And God humorously says, you'll get there then. And you're like, okay. You say, God, when am I going to arrive? And God says, you'll arrive when you arrive. Because you don't know. We just don't know. And God won't tell us because he doesn't want to give us an exact timeline. Look, if anyone tells you when the then and the then and the when will happen, they just don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes people will say, if you just do these seven steps, or you just do these seven principles, you'll get there. You'll get to the other side. So, and I've done this. I've went to the store. I bought the book. I've read all that, what I'm supposed to do to get to the other side from what this author tells me. I read the book. I do all seven steps. And then God makes sure I don't get there. You ever had that happen? That happens sometimes. You just don't know when you're going to get to the other side. We obsess about getting to the other side. It's not really about getting to the other side. It's about the man, Jesus, who is with us in the meantime, on the journey. That's what life's all about. So what do you do when you're not where you used to be, but you're not where you're supposed to be? What do you do in the meantime? You know, in life, and as Christians, and just as people, especially us men, sometimes we get embarrassed about the meantime. We just think that we're supposed to have everything together. We're supposed to be successful. We're taught that success and accomplishments are the next big thing, you know? And we think to ourselves, if we're not continually successful, then we must be doing something wrong. That's what we internally think about. If we're not continually successful, then we must be doing something wrong. So what do? We fake it. We act like we've got it all together, and the reality is we are a mess. I got a quick story. This isn't in my notes. But it's like we live in the beach community. It's like when we get to Memorial Day, and it's that time to go to the beach for the first time, but we forgot to work out all winter. And we have to go to the beach, and it's time to take our shirt off and go swimming with our friends. And what do? We suck it in. We fake it. We fake the other side sometimes. But here's the problem with faking it. Let's face it. None of us are perfect. We're not even close to perfection. Not even close. So what is it about the meantime? It's about Jesus who helps works in progress. You see, Jesus specializes in damaged goods. And that's a good thing because we are all, everyone who's hearing my voice is a work in progress. And it's exciting to know that Jesus specializes in works in progress and damaged goods because we are all that. So have you ever been in the meantime? Have you ever found yourself in the meantime caught between two sides where you're thanking God you're not where you used to be, but you're on your way to this side and you're asking, God, when am I going to get there? When am I going to get to the other side? What do in the meantime? So let's look at these stories again. What did the disciples, those guys in the boat that we just read, what did they do to deserve the other side? Well, they screamed like girls. Sorry, ladies, but they were men. But it said they feared exceedingly, and that pretty much means they screamed like girls. And then they woke God up from a perfectly good nap, and they asked him for help. I don't see the seven steps in that. When I read that story, I don't see any seven steps in that. So we ask ourselves the great question, what do I do when I'm not where I used to be, but I'm not where I'm supposed to be, or where I want to be, or where God told me to be? We're crossing over from one side, from one season to the other, for a new dimension, just a new period in life. And there's that time in the middle when we just don't know when we're going to get there. We know we're going where we're supposed to go, but we don't know when we're going to get there. So what do? Well, when I read these stories, there's only one thing I see that these guys did. And it's really not about what they did. It's about what they didn't do. Anyone have an idea what that might be? Well, I'll tell you. Here's what they didn't do. They didn't jump ship. That's all I can see from the stories, what they didn't do to get from one side to the other. They didn't jump ship. Now, they probably wanted to. They were probably anxious. They were probably worried on that boat ride, on that journey from one season to another, but they didn't jump ship. It's important for us. For most of us, that might sound insignificant. It might not sound like a whole lot that they just didn't jump ship, but that's really, really important. That's huge. Just don't jump ship. Jesus wants us to stay the course. It's important for us to not jump ship on our faith. We know we're going to the other side. We know we're going to get there at some point. But sometimes the journey is long. We just don't know when we're going to get there. But I'm telling you, don't jump ship. That's all these disciples. That's all the guys did in that boat. They just didn't jump ship. They stayed the course. They kept on going. They kept on doing what they were doing. And eventually they got to the other side. There's going to be times when you're in God's boat, when you're on this journey, and you're looking ahead to where you're supposed to go, and you see nothing but deep, dark clouds. Trust me, life isn't easy. You're going to look ahead, and there's going to be darkness ahead. And you look back to where you've been, and there's a beach party going on. And you're going to want to jump ship. You're going to want to, you're thinking to yourself, it's just going to be easier if I just go back to where I came from. It's just going to be easier. But I'm telling you, where you are going, what God has planned for your future is so much better than where you came from. I can promise you that. Where you are going, where God told you to go, the other side, is so much better than where you came from. Don't jump ship. If we jump ship, then we're never going to get to where God has intended. We're never going to get to the other side, and where the other side is so much better. So how long am I going to be in the meantime, we ask ourselves. How long am I going to be in the meantime? I don't know, but the meantime matters. Did you know that Jesus spent most of his life in the meantime? The only thing we know about Jesus from the age 12 to 30 is this, that he grew in stature and favor of God. That's all we know about Jesus from the age of 12 to 30. That was the meantime for Jesus. So what do we do in the meantime? Here's the answer. Here's what we do in the meantime. There's three things. You rest, you trust, and you hold on. That's the three things we need to do when we're in the meantime. We need to rest, we need to trust, and we need to hold on. Well, how long will I be in the meantime, God? How long do I have to rest? How long do I have to trust? How long do I have to hold on? I don't know the answer to that. All of us are different. But I do know for Jesus, it lasted for 18 years. That's a long time. There's only one thing I can promise about the meantime, and it's this. The meantime won't last. I guarantee you that. The meantime, the time in between seasons, the time from one point to another won't last. You will get to the other side. We will all get to the other side of this season. It won't last. But we don't know how long it'll take. But I guarantee when you get from this side to the other side, you get to where you're going, you get to where God wants you to be, you get to where you're going, you'll be able to look back at the meantime and you will understand just how precious the meantime was. When you get to another place, another level, a new dimension in your life, and you look back to where you came from, you look back at that meantime, you will realize just how precious those times, those days, those years were. Because it was in those days, in the meantime, that we understood what God was doing. It was in those days that we grew as people and that we grew in faith. And it was in those days, most importantly, that we grew to fall in love with Jesus more and more because we had to rely on him more than ever. That's what I want you to understand. The meantime matters. The meantime is precious. When you get through it, you're going to be able to look back and realize just how precious that season, that time of life really was because you grew in faith. You fell more in love with Jesus. So my challenge is for you today, don't give up. Don't jump ship. The road ahead sometimes is dark and dreary, but don't jump ship. If you get to the other side, you're not going to believe what God has in store for you. You might not see it now, and it might look like a long way to get there, but trust me, what God has in store will blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. So I want to leave you with one verse today. I love Galatians, and it comes from Galatians 6:9. I think I have it on the screen. Yes. Here's the verse. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season, you see that word, due season? That's another one of those weird, unknown periods of time like the then and the when. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Church, I promise you, if we don't give up, if we stay in the boat, we're going to get to the other side. And we're going to reap as people, we're going to reap as a church. God is going to be glorified and our lives are going to be better for it. So don't give up. Don't lose heart. Stay aboard. Stay on the boat and God's going to take you to places you can never imagine. That's my challenge for you. Don't jump ship. I'm going to pray. Lord, thank you for this message today, Lord. Thank you specifically for the meantime. Lord, I just, sometimes when we're going through a season, we're going through a challenge of life, we're on this journey of life, Lord, the meantime seems so hard to get through sometimes. We just don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, Lord, but I thank you for those periods of time, Lord, because those are the times when you show us what you're doing, you reveal your plan to us, and you allow us to fall more and more in love with you because we have to rely on you more than ever during those times. Lord, I just pray that we would not give up on our faith. I pray that we would not jump out of the boat and swim back to shore. Lord, I just pray that we would keep doing where we're going, Lord, and what you have in store for us will blow our minds. It's going to be awesome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.